Yes, that's the Waldorf Astoria. Big place, isn't it? But it's home to me because I happen to live there.
You hear the name Waldorf Astoria and it conjures up images of 1930s New York, of stylish gatherings, art decor, and of course the Waldorf salad. You don't have to travel so far to get that special treatment, as I found when I arrived at the Waldorf Astoria Ras Al Khaimah to meet with executive chef Rudolf Segers. I dined at the award-winning Lexington Grill, with its theme taken from the US Steakhouse, offering a fine variety of grills and steaks from around the world, including the USDA dry-aged Green Bay certified American beef and Australian Victoria Farms Kobe Star Wagyu beef. My guest and I plumped for the baked camembert with fig on a bed of nuts with maple syrup, and for a main, a fine filet, the Chateaubriand. Chef Segers and I meet in the kitchen the following day and he explains what he's going to be making.
We're going to make a double smoked salmon. The salmon comes from Norway. It's a beautiful dish. It's one of our signature dishes here in Lexington Grill. Let's start the show with the smoked salmon dish. We will serve the smoked salmon with mango mustard and some sour cream, some caper berries as well. It's a beautiful dish. People love it. So what we have over here is the smoked salmon. Just to break down what we have over here on our tray, we have some caper berries. We have the mango mustard. When we make the mango mustard, we use Dijon mustard and mango puree and a little bit of fruit vinegar, like cider vinegar. And we make like a mayonnaise base. So we start again with the mustard, add the mango puree, the fruit vinegar, and a little bit of olive oil. With the smoked salmon, because the smoked salmon we get already bought in as it is, so it is already smoked when it arrives in the hotel, and then we double smoke it. So what we are doing is we use our smoking gun, and we have a small little glosh that is beautiful when it comes to the presentation. So when you open the glosh, the smoke comes out in front of the guests. It's just a beautiful presentation. So what we do is we take the smoked salmon and we take each slice, just fold it slightly, and then we roll it. So it's all about the presentation. It's all about the look of the food.
Rolled it and stood it up on its side.
It's will be served on the pumpernickel bread. So it is a very nice and clean presentation. Not too much garnishes. Sometimes you overdo it with the garnishes. You, on the end of the day, you want that the food speaks for itself, right? But of course, the first thing that guests will see is the presentation before they even taste it.
And as a chef, what are you looking for in smoked salmon? How to decide what is a good piece of smoked salmon?
Of the day comes all down to taste. Yeah, for us, it's very important that you don't lose the salmon flavor when you get the smoked salmon. Sometimes you buy smoked salmon that is so over smoked that you don't really taste the salmon flavor anymore. It's supposed to be a fresh taste of salmon, and then with a hint of smoke that you want to experience when you try the smoked salmon.
And what about the color, chef?
The color is obviously also very important. Having said that, it's really depending what kind of salmon you buy, right? The smoked salmon or the salmon that we buy from Norway has a beautiful reddish, pinkish color. When you buy smoked salmon from Tasmania or from New Zealand or from Ireland, colors change, right? So for us, it's very important that the color is vibrant, that the color that you use in each dish are complementing each other, you know?
So you're stacking these rolls of smoked salmon onto the pumpernickel bread.
Exactly. I stack them on the pumpernickel bread, and now I can put it already on the plate.
Nice and quick dish. Is the pumpernickel bread, is that a German influence? Or?
Yeah, 100%. It's of course, you got to, of course, live with the heritage that you bring in to the profession. So I'm from Germany, and of course, I like German bread, and one of the German breads is pumpernickel, right?
I have to say, the breads we were eating last evening were superb. We had, interesting, you're talking about the influence, because I know you've got a maple syrup as part of the menu at the moment here at the Lexington Grill, and we had sharing one of the starters, the camembert with maple syrup, and the bread that came with that was delicious.
Yeah, we are priding ourselves of making all the breads in-house. We have a very good baker. He is actually from the Philippines, but he has been trained in Europe. and he's doing a fantastic job. All the breads, depending of course which bread you have, are super tasty. He's making beautiful baguette, making beautiful pumpernickel, Laugen bread as well. It's another favorite of mine, another German or Bavarian bread that we have on the menu. So now I'm starting with the sauces.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm taking the mango mustard and I place some dots on the plate. They don't need to be all the same size. They can vary in sizes. That makes it so beautiful later on when the dish is finished. And we also will put some sour cream on the dish. And it's a beautiful combination, the sour cream, the mango mustard, the smoked salmon, and a couple of onions. We're using some red onions for this dish. Make the dish quite beautiful, yeah?
It is like a little masterpiece that's coming together here. It's absolutely beautiful. You've got a tower of smoked salmon there with the rings of beautiful fresh onion going onto the top.
Yeah, fresh onion and a couple of julienne of lemon, yeah? Ooh. Just to give a little bit of more citrus flavor. Then I will add some caper berries as well and the sour cream.
And Chef, you must be very proud. You've been here from the day one, the opening of the Waldorf Astoria, Rachel Kramer. So 4 years you've been here.
That's correct, yeah, 4 years. And we are still going strong. It has been a fantastic experience opening this place, seeing it succeeding throughout the last couple of years. And yeah, we are going strong. I have a very, very good team. The hotel in general has a very, very a good team that is always engaging with the guest. And as the Waldorf Astoria motto says, create memorable moments that hopefully turn into unforgettable experiences. That's what we are all about. So now we have finished the dish as it stays right now. And just before this dish would be served to the guest, we will add some smoke.
So this is the theater.
This is the theater, exactly. Yeah, when you go into a good restaurant, it's all about three components. It's about the service, it is about the food, but it's also about the theater. Yeah, you don't go into a restaurant because the service is good. You don't go into the restaurant because the food is good and the service is bad. You go in there because the whole setup fits, and theater is part of the whole of a successful restaurant operation. I have over here the smoking gun. Let me just bring it a little bit closer. Now I might have to move a couple of things around so that the glosh fits.
What do you call this?
This is a glass glosh. It's a dome. It's a glass dome that we are putting over the smoked salmon. And now I put the smoking gun inside. And I will add the smoke. For the smoke that we're adding, we use maple.
Yeah, so maple smoking chips.
Exactly, and they're from Canada. So again, we're talking about the maple syrup promotion. It's another beautiful combination and a beautiful thin line between each dish. Yeah.
All that attention to detail.
Exactly. So now we add the smoke.
So you're lighting the top. You've got the chips, yeah. The little maple chips in the top, and that'll filter through the pipe. All the smoke's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I can smell. And it's going into, under that cloche, that glass cloche. That's nice.
Let me just take it away. Yeah, it is now captured in the cloche. It's a little bit messy right now with all the smoke in the kitchen, but of course the guest doesn't see that. The guest will get the final product. And when you receive this dish in front of you, you see this glosh that is completely covered with smoke, and you really don't know what's going on right now, right? But when you open it, yeah,
ta-da!
Yeah, you have the smokiness, and it's just pure theater. It's just fantastic and beautiful to watch.
And all that smoke just comes out and reveals this beautiful masterpiece there on the plate.
You want to try it?
I think we should, Chef.
Yeah, you should.
You can see the film online at dubaii1038.com/Dubai Today and on our social media, and hear the verdict when I come back.
Chef, that is delicious. Really lovely fresh taste. As soon as you put all the combinations onto your fork and into your mouth, you get this subtle smokiness, which is absolutely delicious, which is a little different. It's a little different to what you taste normally when you have smoked salmon. Very beautiful, and I love it with the caper as well to give it that bit of saltiness.
There are a variety of starters to choose from on the menu at the Lexington Grill, Waldorf Astoria, Ras Al Khaimah, and I highly recommend the double smoked salmon mango mustard on pumpernickel bread as prepared for me behind the scenes with executive chef Rudolf Sager. He goes on to explain the Lexington Grill and the heritage coming from the property in New York.
The Waldorf Astoria in New York had a restaurant which called Bull and Bear, and the Bull and Bear is a steakhouse. We want to be a little bit different, but not too different. And the Lexington Avenue is passing by the Waldorf Astoria in New York. That's why this restaurant is called Lexington Grill. But the concept is very similar. And if you look at the Waldorf Astoria in New York Bull and Bear menu, you will find things like the smoked salmon dish. You will find, of course, American steaks on the menu. And it is all about being cosmopolitan, being American restaurant with international dishes, but don't forget what this restaurant is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an upmarket steakhouse that has something to offer for everybody. And that's why we have the smoked salmon dish on the menu with a little bit of a twist, because everybody who likes fish like smoked salmon.
And I saw you on the menu, I love the fact that you've got your king prawns and there's crab, and you know, you've got the fish in there, you have surf and turf in with them, the amazing grades and brands of beef and meat.
It's a steakhouse, but we have to cater to everybody. And no matter if you are vegetarian, if you are a flexitarian, if you are a beef lover, or if you just like a nice piece of fish every single day, there is something for everybody on the menu. All the products that we're serving are, of course, to the highest quality that we can buy here in the UAE. Everything is fresh delivered. We don't buy any frozen products.
As we head towards the chillers, I ask Chef Sagers about the dry-aged ribeye.
We have a beautiful piece of dry-aged beef. This unit is, we placed it into the fridge on the 22nd of April. So it's now 29 days dry-aged in our dry-aged chiller. Doing the process, and we are dry-aging our meats around about 4 weeks. You can see on a day-to-day basis that there is a change of the texture of the color of the beef. Yeah, and by the end, when we take all the outside scraps off from the beef, you have a beautiful piece of meat that has a beautiful nutty flavor profile. Just to elaborate a little bit on the beef process over here, we're buying our beef, like I mentioned before, from the United States. It is wet aged between 5 to 6 weeks, depending on how long the shipment takes to arrive to the UAE. Then we take it out of the vacuum bag and we hang it directly into our dry aged fridge, which runs on a temperature of 2 degrees. It has to be a dry fridge. Yeah, you don't want to bring too much moisture into the whole operation. And then you see, like I said, the process starting. And the end product is just phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah, bone in, and you can see that the moisture has been extracted. It is dried up. It is leathery from the outside. A few more days, and it will be ready to go.
And what will you do with it then? How would you prepare this for the plate?
We try to be very minimalistic when it comes to our steaks. A beautiful piece of meat with salt and pepper, put it on our charcoal grill, and nothing else you have to really to add. Maybe a little bit of butter to the end, but that's all what it is. The meat taste and texture has to speak for itself. I'm not a big fan of big garnishes. No, it's all about taste.
And respecting that fine product.
Exactly.
Just let it speak for itself. It's an amazing process what this has gone through to be on the plate for us here at Lexington Grill. It looks absolutely beautiful, Chef.
Yeah, a lot of effort just goes into this, yeah. People sometimes don't understand how much work goes into a piece of meat. But just from the slaughtering until you have it on the plate, it is a process that takes 10, 11 weeks, yeah, to get that perfect steak. And I hope that the results speak for itself. Yeah, now we have a dish which is a crepe donut. We use Alaskan crepe meat for this dish. And we always have Alaskan crepe on the menu. We did on our previous menu crepe cake, and we thought, let's go a little bit out of the norm, do something different, do something that nobody else does. So our chef de cuisine, Eric, he came up with the crepe donut dish. And it is a dish that involves obviously crepe meat, as I mentioned, and choux pastry. And it will be formed as a donut and then slightly breadcrumbed and then deep fried. We serve this with a tartar sauce and with a little bit of an apple and fennel slaw. Let me start this process. It is again one of the quick presentations. I have already prepared the crepe donut. All we have to do right now is to take the crepe donut and breadcrumb it. For the breadcrumbs, we use toasted bread that we obviously have in our operation. And we just slightly breadcrumb it, give it a nice smooth coating. Don't lose the form of the donut, that's very important. Get rid of the excess crepe breadcrumbs, and then we just place it in our deep fryer.
So in it goes.
Yeah.
Down into the oil.
170 degrees, and this will take now 2 minutes, I guess. In the meantime, we can go and do our slaw and the presentation on the plate.
Other starters you can select from on the menu include French and Irish oysters, American white sturgeon, and the classic Caesar, and of course the Waldorf salad. So do you know how to make the perfect classic Waldorf salad? Well, stay tuned as we find out from Chef Sagers later. And when I come back, Chef prepares for me a crab cake with a difference, the crab donut, and I also have another clue to our mystery ingredient. The legend of the Waldorf Astoria began in 1893 in New York. The brand started at two separate hotels, the Waldorf and the Astoria, and eventually both hotels were joined physically by a 300-foot marble promenade called Peacock Alley, and the hotel rebranded as the Waldorf Astoria. The Waldorf Astoria Ras El Khaimah opened its doors in August 2013 with over 300 rooms and suites with 9 restaurants and a luxurious spa. I'm in the kitchen of the award-winning steakhouse, the Lexington Grill, with executive chef Rudolf Sagers, and he's making the Alaskan crab donut. You can find this on the starter menu served with a tartar sauce, cucumber and grapefruit salad. Chef explains the intricacies of working with crab.
Yeah, when you do a warm dish like this, it's important that all the ingredients are already on the plate, and as soon as the crepe donut comes out of the deep fryer, you place it on the plate and you serve it directly. To not lose the crispiness of the donut.
I guess, you know, with crab meat, generally with crab meat, what do you have to consider to get that crab flavour?
Yeah, you're 100% right. Crab meat is a very delicate dish, and because crab is normally shock frozen on the boats and sometimes already boiled, it is important that you really concentrate the flavor profile of the crab meat. And what we do with this crab donut right now is, before we start the whole process of deep frying and all that stuff, we take the liquid of the crab meat and we reduce it down so that we have a very intense crab flavor in the reduction. Then we add a little bit cream, we add then the crab meat, we add the choux pastry, and then we form the dish. So it's really important to really focus on the flavor profile of the crab. Because, of course, with the choux pastry, you put in a lot of ingredients into the dish that take flavor away.
It's kind of taking the idea of a crab cake to a whole different level.
Exactly, you're completely right. We had the crab cake before on the menu. It was a huge seller. Everybody loved it. And we just thought, let's do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you get bored, right? Cooking the same dish over and over again. And I think that with this crab donut, we have something created that is special and not really to be found too many times, especially in the UAE. I just want to make sure it's cooked properly. I'm going to do now the slaw.
Yeah.
For the slaw, I have a green apple. And the only thing I will do is I wash the green apple because I want to use the skin. Yeah. There's a lot of vitamins in the skin, yeah, and you don't want to lose all of that.
Well, when I see the apple at the Waldorf Astoria, it makes me think of a Waldorf salad, right?
Exactly, the Waldorf salad.
That was the classic Waldorf salad, Chef.
It's apple, it's celery egg, it's walnuts, it's a little bit mayonnaise, and you almost have a beautiful Wolof salad. It's very simple. The Wolof salad is the signature dish of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, so you can find it really on every single menu around the world. The same goes with the red velvet cake. These are dishes that were created at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, and it became legacy. And so we are using it everywhere. Wherever you go in the Waldorf Astoria, you will find it on the menu. So right now I'm slicing the apple in thin slices. Of course, watching my hands.
Yes.
Very important. And yeah, the Wolof salad, you can find it on the menu in Lexin Grill. You can find it on the menu in our Peacock Alley, another legacy that is created by Wolof Astoria. You find, again, the Peacock Alley in every single Wolof Astoria hotel around the world. On top of that, of course, we have other restaurants in this hotel as well. We have a beautiful Japanese restaurant, which is called Umi. We have a beautiful Arabesque restaurant, which is called Marjan. And it is, I think then, if you are a food lover and you like to go on the weekend out of Dubai or Abu Dhabi, then Ras Al Khaimah is the right place to be, because the restaurant varieties that we have here at the Wolof Astoria are just fantastic. So what I did, I took the thinly sliced apple slices and cut julienne out of them. Now I will add the fennel as well. Again, I will slice the fennel thin, and then again I will cut it in julienne. Not too much of the fennel, because it has a very strong taste, so you don't really want to overpower the apple.
It's a lovely ingredient, fennel, isn't it? We use it a lot here, I think.
Yeah, you can smell. Yeah. You can smell the freshness,
yeah,
of the.
It's very good for you as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And with the apple and with a little bit of grapefruit and a good olive oil, salt and pepper, you don't really need more than that.
You smell the grapefruit. I love that, the citrus. And chef, how did you get into the profession of culinary arts?
I actually grew up in a hotel. My parents used to have a hotel in Germany, and so I grew up in it. It was always somehow determined that I'm going to do something within hospitality. And here I am, 30 years later, still standing in the kitchen. And then we can almost plate up.
That one has been sitting, resting nicely for us. And the next one's going into the oil.
So for the slaw, I add a little bit of salt. I use sea salt. A little bit of pepper, not too much. A little bit of good olive oil. And then we mix this all up, of course, using gloves. And I added a little bit of grapefruit in there as well, just to give it a little bit more acidity. Yeah, you can, of course, use a vinegar, or I think the combination between apple, fennel, and grapefruit is just working really well.
Yeah.
And as you see, you can. I didn't really add too much. Salt, pepper, a little bit oil, all you need, right? So the salad is ready. So I'm going to plate on a slate plate, just because of the color. We have a lot of light colors in this dish, and I want to elevate these colors by plating it on a black slate plate. And we will add some.
Very lovely.
And we add some tartar sauce. All these products are homemade.
So how do you make a good tartar sauce then?
You make a mayonnaise, so you have a little bit mustard, you have oil, you have egg yolk. You use pasteurized eggs, because fresh eggs are not used here in this country when it comes to mayonnaise. You make a mayonnaise, you whisk the oil into your mustard and egg yolk mixture. You add a little bit vinegar, salt, white pepper. Don't put black pepper in it, because obviously you don't want to see the black strips in the mayonnaise. And then you chop up your ingredients for the tartar sauce, which is gherkins, it's a little bit onion, it's a little bit of egg, and again, a little bit parsley, and salt and pepper. And if you like acidity, you add a little bit of vinegar. Depending on which dish you do, you can use a cider vinegar, you can use a white wine vinegar, or a nice tarragon vinegar would work as well. And off you go, you have your tartar sauce.
Find out how the dish comes together when I come back, and chef also bestows the value of vinegar as an ingredient.
The Alaskan Crab Donut is nearly ready for tasting in the kitchens of the Waldorf Astoria Russell Kamer, and I'm with executive chef Rudolf Segers. Chef has mentioned a couple of times his use of apple vinegar, and I ask him why it's such a good ingredient.
Vinegar is just helping the whole digestive system to cleanse, and I love vinegar. I have a beautiful vinegar from Germany, which is called the Doktorenhof vinegar. And it is so beautiful that you can actually drink it. It is fantastic. And whenever you go to Germany and you have the chance to drink or to experience Doktorenhof vinegar, just go ahead, because it's really a fantastic product. So now we are pretty much ready to go. I just add a little bit of more garnishes to our dish, a little bit of micro herbs, just to put a little bit of prettiness on this dish. And then we add the donut.
We are sitting it on top of the slaw.
Exactly, and this is the final product.
It looks beautiful. I love it on the slate. You're absolutely right. It lifts the colours up off the plate. So.
Yeah, let's try it.
That's it. Your beautiful creation. We're going to cut into it. I'm very eager to try this. Something different. So I've just cut the donut in half. And yes, they've fallen away. This beautiful, fleshy donut. Seeing all that gorgeous crab meat there. So I've got to tuck in and try it now.
And the smell is just fantastic as well. I hope you will enjoy
it. Mixing it a little bit with the slaw. Well, that is really good. That's really good, Chef. Warming. I love the texture with the crunchiness of the coating on outside of the donut, and then this lovely warped flesh of the crab meat inside. And you're absolutely right, you know, lifting that crab flavour coming through. Lovely. I've got to try the tartar sauce now. That's delicious. That's filling, Chef, though. That's
it's a meal in itself.
It's a meal in itself. It's absolutely beautiful. But like we said before, taking the idea of the crab cake to another level. Really delicious. Very satisfying.
Yeah, I believe when you have the crab donut and you eat this nice steak afterwards, it's just a perfect combination. It's just an experience that hopefully our guests will always enjoy and never forget.
See, I'm just getting the kick back from the tartar sauce with that now as well, which is delicious. Then you can feel the gherkin coming through the tartar with the crab. Now, it was quite difficult for me and my guest last evening to decide what to have off the menu at the Lexington Grill, because it's beautiful dishes to choose from. So we had to start with the king prawn and the camembert with the maple syrup. So we shared those between us. Delicious. And then we had to go for the king, really. So we had the Chateaubriand. And yes, it was brought to table and carved for us at table. It's, again, a bit of theatre. But not just only that. And you can see the pictures online that I took of this fine piece of meat and how slicing through it. Now, we asked for medium rare. I find that always quite interesting in a steakhouse. Wherever you go in the world, people's interpretation of medium rare. Now, for us, we said pink, not bloody. It was absolutely perfect for our palate. We loved it. But, Chef, your expertise, your insight, what goes into preparing a piece of meat like that?
It's all about quality. Quality products are very important. So we are using over here at the Waldorf Astoria, the Relaxing Grill, prime USDA beef. It comes from Wisconsin. It's a beautiful piece of meat. It's obviously the Philly part of the beef. And we use only the center cut for the Chateaubriand. It is all about good quality product and treating the product with respect. And all we do is really adding salt, pepper, and putting it on our charcoal grill, grill it nicely, finishing it up for the guest liking. You ordered it medium rare. And it's really the best way to go. Yeah, you don't really want to overcook your meat, because then it gets, you take all the moisture out of the meat.
The moisture was wonderful. It was juicy. It was tender. It had, you can taste the salt and, you know, the seasoning to it. It was exquisite.
Yeah, on the end of the day, well, that's what you want. You want to have a nice juicy piece of meat, and you don't really need any more than salt and pepper. And we use a beautiful sea salt. We use cracked pepper for this dish. Simplicity is the key. Simplicity to elevate the taste. And we are proud to do these kind of things and stay true to the dish and don't put too much stuff on there that doesn't belong.
few other meat dishes, beef dishes, that your steaks that you have on the menu. What else would you pick out?
Of course, we have the ribeye, we have strip loin, we have the tenderloin, we have the chateaubriand, we have the tomahawk, we have the cod boeuf, but also we have a brick chicken on our menu. We have a beautiful lamb chops from Colorado. It's Colorado lamb. A nice piece of sea bass, a beautiful lobster from Canada. I mean, all these items are making what Lexing Grill is all about. It's about perfect products, tasty presentations, and the success speaks for itself, I guess.
Thank you to Chef Segers. Check out online the full menu at the Waldorf Astoria Rathlock Hamer, the photos and the short film of the food shared with you today. It's a super property just over an hour away where the pace changes and it feels like time slows down. Which, in reality, of course, it doesn't. And you are reminded of this by the elegant clock in the lobby. Designed to resemble a pearl in dedication to Rathlock Hamer's heritage, the clock also has a signature inscription taken from an ancient Bedouin poem that states, "From your homeland, travel abroad to find glory." The five hands on the bottom mark the prayer times for the day. At midnight, they spin back to zero and reset for the following day. Hidden away is a computerized system that has the prayer time set for the next 100 years.